We are leaving this sun in an attempt to escape from our enemy and yours, Boscone. It is our only chance of survival. The means have long been ready, but the opportunity which you have just made for us is the first that we have had. This is the first time in many, many years that not a single Bosconian vessel is in position to observe our flight.
Where are you going? Surely the Bosconians will be able to find you if they wish.
That is possible, but we must run the risk. We must have a respite or perish. After a long lifetime of continuous warfare, our resources are at the point of exhaustion. There is a part of this galaxy in which there are very few planets, and of those few, none are inhabited or habitable. Since nothing is to be gained, ships seldom or never go there. If we can reach that region undetected, the probability is that we shall be unmolested long enough to recuperate. Kinnison exchanged flashing thoughts with his two fellow lensmen, then turned again to Wise.
"We come from a neighboring galaxy," he informed him, and pointed out to his mind just what galaxy he meant.
"You are fairly close to the edge of this one. Why not move over to ours?"
"You have no friends here, since you think that yours may be the only remaining independent planet.
We can assure you of friendship. We can also give you some hope of peace, or at least semi-peace, in the near future, for we are driving Bosconia out of our galaxy."
"What you think of as semi-peace would be tranquility incarnate to us," the old man replied with feeling. "We have, in fact, considered long that very move. We decided against it for two reasons. First, because we knew nothing about conditions there, and hence might be going from bad to worse. And second, and more important, because of lack of reliable data upon the density of matter in intergalactic space. Lacking that, we could not estimate the time necessary for the journey, and we could not have any assurance that our sources of great power, great as they are, would be sufficient to make up the heat lost by radiation."
"We have already given you an idea of conditions, and we can give you the data you lack."
They did so, and for a matter of minutes the Madonians conferred. Meanwhile, Kinnison went on a mental expedition to one of those power plants. He expected to see super-colossal engines, but busbars 10 feet thick, perhaps cooled in liquid helium, and other things in proportion. But what he actually saw made him gasp for breath and call Tregoncey's attention. The Regellian sent out his sense of perception with Kinnison's, and he also was almost stunned.
"What's the answer, Trig?" the Earthman asked finally. "This is more down your alley than mine."
"That motor's about the size of my foot. And if it isn't eating 1,000 pounds an hour, I'm Clonal's maiden aunt. And the whole output is going out like two wires no bigger than number four, jacketed together like ordinary parallel pair. Perfect insulator? If so, how about switching?"